Hello, everyone. Amber Irwin with Social Speak Network. And we are on this journey of the Mompreneur interview series. And we are interviewing some amazing moms out there that have been able to create their life, live their passion while being a mother and a wife and every other hat we like to wear. And today I'm so excited. We have Kim on with us. Welcome, Kim. Thank you for being a part of our show today.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yes, so tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
So my name's Kim Engel. I own Pure Harmony Massage Studio in Dunedin, where we focus on massage, Reiki, we do some doula work, meditation, we do doTERRA essential oils. And we kind of want to help everyone have a healthy lifestyle through massage and all the other things we offer.
I love it. And how did you get started doing, you've had your studio for quite a long time. How did you get started in that industry?
When I was like 21, thankfully I found massage, something that I've loved to do for that long. So I was going to regular college and teaching preschool, which I love, but I did not like college and math and all that stuff. And then, I don't know what made me do massage, and I went to a workshop, and I'm like, I don't like massage at all, but something was just like, go do it anyway. So I signed up, and I went, and the first day we did like yoga and a meditation and started to learn about massage, and I was like, this is perfect.
This is it. Oh.
It followed my gut, I guess.
Yeah, isn't that funny gut feeling, everyone says, you know, women, you have to follow that. And a lot of times we don't do that. So early on, you found that you were going, that this is something you wanted to do. And then did you start your studio right away? Did you, like, how did that journey become having your own studio?
Reality.
Yeah.
I never actually ever in a million years thought I'd have my own business or want to. I was totally content for years working for someone else. I didn't want the pressure of like finding clients and booking massages and keeping other people busy possibly. So I worked for contractors in a Veda salon. And then one day at work, I kept getting calls from like clients that wanted to come to my house for a massage. And I'm like, huh, maybe I could do this and I could be on my terms and I could charge what I want and work on someone longer than 20 minutes if they needed. So that's kind of what drew me towards having my own business.
Okay. So now, how long have you had your studio in Dunedin?
Almost 9 years.
Wow.
This, I rented a room in Ozona for 5. So that kind of gave me a little start, like, all right, I don't have to run the whole place. I can rent a room and
yeah,
and kind of just out of the blue.
Oh, well, that's a good thing either. I think that, you know, massage therapy is something that's obviously becoming a lot more common, but more than just massage, it's the body work. It's women taking time to care about themselves and put themselves first, and then being able to lead for their family and set that example. So starting off renting a spot and kind of starting that groundwork, how did that, like, what then made you, you were there for 5 years. Mm-hmm. What made you then say, okay, I'm ready to own my own studio?
So I left there because things just started getting not really what I loved about massage and working with other people. It wasn't good energy anymore. So I left and rented a space in Dunedin, another room again at this beautiful studio. And then a month or two into it, the woman was like, I can't pay the bills here anymore, so I'm going to have to close. So then I was like, oh no, what do I do?
Yeah.
That's kind of how I came across this place with my girlfriend, Gina. She does facials and nails, and we were going to open together. Then we decided maybe friends shouldn't have a business together. So we found these places where I'm at now in Dunedin next to each other. And I just kind of went with it and like, I have to do this. I have no choice. And it just worked out really well.
Wow. So did you have, you had your studio before you had your kids, right?
Yeah.
So how was that being a business owner? I'm assuming that you had other massage therapists working for you at the time, and then you think it's a good idea to have kids and bring them into the world by being a business owner. What was that like? I always like to hear, because there's never a perfect time to have kids. And especially as a business owner, that adds a lot more stress. So sometimes people don't want to have a business because of the stress of wanting to have a family. So what was that like for you guys?
I think it's better for me to have this first and then have kids, because I just already had it, and then maybe having kids, because it does get so hectic, I would have been like, no way, I can't juggle something else.
Right.
And yeah, I had a really great couple of therapists that worked here that like helped me out while I took maternity leave, and I thought I wasn't going to come back for months, but after like a month, I'm like, I think I need to go back to work one day a week, and it was like my sanctuary, because it's like candles and nice music and no babies crying.
Yeah.
But also, I wanted to stay home with them too, because they're so amazing and they grow up so quickly. So it was great to have this and be able to work 2 days a week for the first 4 years of their life.
So yeah.
Some income, and then also spend time with the kids. So it was a pretty good balance, and I'm really lucky and thankful that it worked out that way.
I love it. How did you find, I mean, when you start your own business, and especially like in the massage therapy world or any service-based industry, that you're going to have more than just you, because you're only one person and you need to be a mother and you need to be a wife and you need to do those other things. When you opened the doors, did you already have therapists that wanted to work with you? How was that process of finding the right people?
It's hard.
Yeah.
Just gonna be me. I made two rooms in here when we did the build out, but it was just me. And then I'm like, whoa, lots of people want to come here. So
yeah.
I don't know. Someone just kind of came. They just kind of came, and they've always been that way a little bit. Like people will call and be like, are you hiring? And I'd keep their name, or they'd come like right at the right time. Oh, everything's always kind of been to be in sync, even though I freak out sometimes about clients or therapists working for me or my kids or whatever. Somehow you just have to believe it's going to work out, and it usually is.
Yeah,
it's not stressful, but
right. Well, and it's I think that a lot of women that I've interviewed, their biggest obstacle is, you know, they're themselves, like getting in their own way and worrying about those things. But you know, just being able to believe in having that bigger picture of what you truly want and desire and how you think it should be, then usually it plays out that way.
Yeah. It might take some time, but eventually it will get to what you dream of and what you want.
Right. And so what has been a big piece of growing your business? Since you are brick and mortar, do you get a lot of foot traffic? Have you had to network a lot? I mean, how have you really been able to keep the people coming in the doors?
I think a lot of ours is referrals from like moms like you and being in the moms group and stuff. And then clients that I've had since I've been doing massage so long, referring their friends and having such great therapists that work with me too, that are really awesome, than their clients. So I think referrals been the best for me.
Okay.
And then like the marketing is hard, and the networking, I get so nervous going to those meetings and like talking about myself or, you know, Pure Harmony.
Yeah.
I'm just like loving what we do here, and I think that makes a difference, and people can feel that and send their friends. So
definitely. And how old are your kids now?
They're 5 and a half. They just started kindergarten, like Allison. It's crazy.
Yes. So they are 5 and a half. And I know for Allison, you know, me working at home and, you know, her being home with me for the summer, she was really able to see like everything I actually do rather than just sitting on my computer. She saw me working. Do you think, now you have a boy and girl twin, right?
Yeah.
So have you seen, like, do you think it's been a difference in their life seeing you work and have your own business and that they've been able to be a part of that?
Yeah, definitely. They love it. They taught them how to do some cupping massage, and they do Reiki on each other. It's so cute, and on me. And so they're totally into it, and they'll like meditate sometimes. I'm like, wow, you actually do like pay attention and you're absorbing everything that we do. And they like to come here and draw pictures. And I think that like this generation of kids are going to be more like in tune and little healers and like,
yes,
good for the planet.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, they're so smart. That's so, they absorb everything. So
right.
Yeah, they love it. They love massage and to get cupped themselves and to do all that stuff.
And they understand that it's like your business, that you're running it.
Yeah. Yeah. They like at camp, they were asking for business cards to give to their counselors. So it's so cute. It's my little marketers.
Yeah. yeah, you don't need a network if you have them.
Kids. Yeah, I know. Every time I do a video on Facebook with the kids, it gets so many likes and views.
I love it. Well, they're a piece of your marketing. They're a piece of your branding now.
Yeah.
Oh. So what have, over the years of renting space and owning, you know, jumping into that owner, business ownership, what has been the hardest obstacle that you've had to overcome so far?
Probably myself, I guess. My doubts and worries and fears get in the way of like what we're trying to do here. And like, if this client doesn't like this, or this pregnant girl doesn't go into labor when I try to put her into labor, things like fears and doubts, I guess, is probably the hardest thing.
And how have you been able to work through those? Because obviously you're successful. I mean, you're always busy. You guys have a great staff. Like, how do you overcome that?
I think like going home and playing with the kids helps a lot. Like grounds me and gets me back to reality. Like, okay, if I don't have clients for 3 days, I can come home and hang out with the kids and play with them more and not have to work as much. So I've been trying to, when it's super busy, be thankful that it's busy. And when it's slow, be thankful that it's slow. So I have more time with my family and like, all right, this has happened before. This is off season. It will get busy again. So trying to remember that. And the kids definitely, and my husband, like, all right, goes through everything with me and chills me. Kind of uses my stuff that I use on him on me, where I'm like, oh, man. I think like the family and my friends and like going to the moms networking helps a lot.
Yeah, definitely. Remember. Well, and that's, you know, surrounding yourself with people that support you, whether that's your family or, you know, tribe of people like mothers and people that are going through the same things. I mean, you rented a room for a while and that kind of gave you a little bit of business sense of like, okay, this is what I need to do. But having that overhead of space, that's a whole different story. I mean, you didn't go to college to learn how to open your own business. Like, how did you find mentors? How did you know, like, that this is a right business model? You know, like, when are people booth or, you know, room renting? Are they employees? Like, how did that all unfold?
I kind of just winged it, really, to be honest. Like, I don't really know. I don't know much about business, like, or computers or anything like that. So I kind of just was like, it got busier, and I'm like, oh, what do I do now? And so I hired some therapists at work, and that just worked out good. So that's just kind of what I stuck with. And it's kind of when something else comes up, I'm like, let's just do it or not and see what happens.
Yeah. So knowing
I'm not a planner so much.
Right. Well, but knowing that it's never going to be perfect, or you don't need to have everything to be perfect to follow through with your dreams, that it's gonna, you know, it's gonna be able to provide for you, and as long as you have that faith in what you do, that it kind of always works its way out.
Yeah, seems to, thankfully.
Yes, yeah, definitely. So has there ever been a moment that you wish that you worked for somebody else again?
Yes, probably like every month, once a month, I feel like how easy would it be to like not have to come home and like do social media and do, I mean, it's really that hard, but with kids and like life, like sometimes you don't have time. So yeah, like one day I'll be like, if I went and worked here, I just work, go home, get my paycheck and be done with it.
Right.
I come back to work the next morning. It's usually like at night in bed. I feel like that, like stressed a little. And
right.
Here and the sun's shining in and it's like how I want it decorated, then I'm like, okay, like this is good.
This is good.
Yeah.
And by owning your own business, has it been able to provide a lifestyle that you love?
Yeah. Definitely more freedom, I think, than working for someone else, where I'm not gonna get a paycheck if I don't come to work, but at least I have the freedom to go do something for a week if I want to.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the good thing about having people working with me too. So they can like pick up where I'm not here and work on my clients. So my clients still have someone to work on them.
I love it.
Yeah.
And you're also, I mean, you know, you guys, like you said, you're more than just massage. So you've been able to implement other passions of yours or other passions of the other therapists, of things that they love to do. And so you're living and creating this life of all these different things that you love to do. And so that's mm-hmm. kind of the fun side of being a business owner, is being able to implement those things. And so, yeah. I mean, when you started off, you were just massaging. How did you know it was time, or how did you figure out, okay, I can also do this, and I want to do this, and I want to do this?
I think I was doing Reiki. I took the course before I opened this, so I was always doing Reiki. I think even when I was like a little kid, now like thinking back. So I was doing it anyway. So then I'm like, I should advertise this and like see what clients and people get. And with the Reiki, it took a while for people to be like, oh, I want to try this. It's not just crazy voodoo, and it really works. And so we have an energy balance session that's massage and Reiki, and that's our most popular service. So people try it. And kind of with the meditation, the same thing. I started doing a little bit with clients here and there, and I'm like, let's just put it on the menu. And the oil, well, like, I love it for our family. Let's use it at work.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. So you're just, it's really cool when you're able to implement those things that you're passionate about and be able to bring them into your place of work, but not only to make money, but to really empower and help other people in their lives. And mm-hmm. you're educating them. So, you know, what's the biggest thing when somebody comes in there, you know, what's your why? Like, what do you want to them to take away from each session?
I guess it depends on what kind of session, but usually, like, I want them to feel good when they leave, and I want them to pick an oil that's, like, calling them that day, and we'll use that, whether it's for relaxation or muscles or, like, empowerment. I want them just to leave and feel good and feel like they've gotten something out of their session. And, like, a mind-body thing, too, and, like, not just relaxing the muscles, but their mind's relaxed or invigorated or
right
now to, like, try oils and not be, like, nervous about them.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So what's one piece of advice that you would give another woman or soon to be mother or mother about starting their own business?
I think you just have to go for it and trust that it's going to work, even though it's scary and it might cost a lot of money or be super stressful, but
yeah,
believe in it. It's kind of cliche to say that, but
right.
Believe in it, and it most of the time will work out. And if you have a good support system of friends and family and moms that you meet, we're all as moms going through the same thing, whether it may seem like it or not, just help each other out. But yeah, go for it.
Go for it. Just do it.
Even if your plan's not perfect, believing in what you want to do, I think it will work.
I love it. And do you think that in the beginning, knowing, like, when you started your business, did you know, like, your why, like, why you wanted to do this? Or do you think that it's grown and become more clear now that you've been doing this for over 10 years?
Yeah, I think a little of both. Like, when I decided to do this, I'm like, I wanted to be on my own terms and help people and work how I want and charge what I want. But it's grown definitely over the past 10, 15 years. Being more spiritual and less, not less body, but combining it all together.
Yeah.
Figuring out how it can all work together.
Yep. And do you feel that, like, knowing, like, your core values, like what you believe in, what you stand for, has helped set that environment for the business, but also working with the right therapist and attracting the right clients? Do you believe that knowing your core values for the business and yourself has made a difference?
Yeah, definitely.
I love it. Oh, so if people are local in Dunedin, Florida, they can find you. And what's your website where they can learn more about you?
It's pureharmonylmt.com. And right now, we're actually moving locations in like a month across the street from where we are now. So we're going to have more treatment rooms, and we might do some yoga and more Ayurvedic things and some hot stone deep tissue and Thai massage, but still focus on all the stuff we love to do here. So that's exciting.
That's awesome. And Yay. So that's like your next step, expansion.
Mm-hmm. And yeah.
I know that was something that you were kind of going back and forth about if you wanted to do it, and what made you take the leap of faith and say, I'm doing it.
I don't know. That 7-year, 10-year itch. Want something new and like not having space here and wanting to offer more things. And it kind of just fell into my lap, but it took me 4 months to decide. But once I signed the lease, I'm like, oh, I should have done this 4 months ago. But sometimes it just takes a while to like figure it out and get every other place you can find and make sure there's nothing you'd rather do instead or move. Or...
Oh, I love it. Well, thank you so much, Kim, for being a part of us today and sharing your story. And if you guys out there that are watching and you're ready to take your business to the next level or start a freelancing business, please check out Social Speak Network. We are here for you and we want to help you thrive. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.